This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In America, we have a president, not a king, but we do have a king. Today, in Memphis, Elvis Presley Enterprises opens a very big expansion of Graceland. Christopher Blank from WKNO reports from Elvis's old neighborhood where, he wants me to tell you, things are all shook up.
Nearly 40 years ago, Elvis left the building for good. But people are still showing up at that building, like Marvin Hernandez from Stockton, California.
You just can't come to Memphis and not come to Graceland.
The house is a time capsule of 1970s superstar kitsch, and it hasn't changed. But for nearly 600,000 visitors each year, it's also an emotional pilgrimage.
I mean, it's something indescribable, but it brings you nostalgia and makes you feel a little sad at the same time, but happy to be here.
The Elvis tour just got much bigger. The new visitor center nearby has museums of cars and costumes, restaurants, gift shops, and a large performance space. A ticket to everything is about $60. You also can't miss the gleaming 450-room resort hotel, now the third largest in the city. It all costs $137 million, but comes as many original Elvis fans age into their 70s and 80s. So, why now?
Now, honestly, because all the resources and dominoes finally have lined up.
That's President and CEO Jack Soden. Those resources are the owners of the Elvis brand, which Forbes estimates took in about $27 million last year. The king still commands a fortune from film, records, licensing, and tourism. Soden says that it's an easy brand to keep moving.
Find ways to make the introduction between Elvis, his magic, and new eyes and ears, and then just get out of the way and let it happen.
Will this love affair last? A third of Graceland's current visitors were born after 1977, the year Elvis died. For middle-aged tourists like Jim French from Kalispell, Montana, Elvis brings generations together.
I came here, I wanted to see his birth certificate because my daughter was born on the same day, just different year. We kind of celebrate that day, kind of both of them.
Few rock stars have had such a long-term pull on the heartstrings. That goes for the purse strings as well. In Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank for Marketplace.